Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival on 18 October 2023. As always, we'll be joined by our guest, Wendy Wilson, with Apothecary Herbs in a few minutes. Another topic today, and I think you're going to find today's topic very, almost sound like science fiction, but it's true. I covered this topic, matter of fact, 6-7 years ago in a Bible study about coming up with contact lenses. You're not going to believe this. But anyway, before I do that, We always start with the markets and the metals. And metals, two of them had a good day, two not so good. But gold had a good day, up over $29, $29.30 in 1951.80. Boy, it's regained $100 in a matter of no time. Silver's up 4 cents, 22.83. Platinum is down 12 to 8.85. Palladium is down 3 to 11.18. So gold and silver on the move up again. The Dow was down 366 to 33,631. NASDAQ was down 236 to 13,297. S&P was down 63 to 43,10. FTSE was down 1.62%, 17,403. The DAX was down 1.03% to 15,094. The Nikkei was up 0.01%, almost nothing, 32,042. Hang Seng was down 0.40%. 4.40, 17.732. Oil was up $1.72 to 88.38. USDX was up 0.30 to 106.55. And 10-year yield was up 0.051 to 4.898%. So there you go. The metals, folks, are on the rise, again. And I told you last week and the week before last, buy them now because they're cheap. But I think we're going to see a rise. Of course, took them down probably again soon. But realize that gold is just about $100 away from another new record. And went up $60 this past Friday and $30 today. So think about it. Anyway, let's go to our Wednesday guest, Wendy Wilson, who is full of information and always interesting to listen to because she comes across with such an attitude of excitement to share the news with us. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you and all the listeners. Thought we'd talk about smart contact lenses today. We got technology and modern appliances that are smart. Anything is beyond normal now. Smartphones, meters, doorbells, refrigerators, it's everywhere. So why not have it in contact lenses? So these are scientists at Nanyang Technological University in Singapore. They developed what is called a smart contact lens. And when I've mentioned this, Pastor Butch, to people about a smart contact lens, their first response is, what does it do? Well, smart contact lenses have power. How would a smart contact lens work? Well, according to their report, The smart contact lens has a very thin and flexible battery that can store electricity when in contact with saline solution like your tears. So the battery then powers the contact lens to be able to provide certain functions. And these lenses would be marketed as high-tech contacts that will be able to display information on the person's cornea surface at real time. Other features would be correcting their vision, of course, monitoring the wearer's health, and offer disease alerts like glaucoma, diabetes, and corneal disease. So, but that's not all it's going to do. First, there's a quote here from Professor Li Wu with Nanyang Technological University School of Electrical and Electronic Engineering. He said this research began with a simple question. Could contact lens batteries be recharged with your tears? End of quote. So that's where they took off with this. It's intended for other uses. The smart contact lens is being developed to expand its capabilities in the near future after its initial debut on the market. And here is a list of the improvements it will eventually offer contact wearers. It will record and transmit information. Also, what the wearer sees and hears will be transmitted to a cloud-based data storage system. Now, Pastor Butch, when you hear that and when I read that, my first thought is, I hope you take your contact lenses off when you go into your bedroom.
That right? makes good sense. That makes good sense, yes.
Right. Now, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology said this March 2021, they said wearable smart contact lenses have attracted extensive interest because of their ability to monitor physiological information and ambient information directly from the eyeball of the wearer. I don't suppose they'll allow them in courtrooms. What do you think?
Well, you know, it'd be interesting. But, you know, I read this article it's been several years ago when it first came out talking about this, and I thought, this doesn't sound possible. But now you say it's so much developed. I mean, it's beyond spooky. It's Orwellian.
Yeah. Oh, it is. You know, I'm reading this, and I say, well, this is going to be a privacy problem, okay?
Yeah,
it's really,
the least.
It is not clear if the lens wearer can actually opt out of transmitting the data. If they're still wearing the lenses, that's not clear. And the new and improved lenses will need an improved battery, they're saying, to, you know, exercise all these extra features. And that new battery is in development now. And it will entail a rechargeable battery that is safe and comfortable for the human wear. So they'll, you know, you'll take your lens out and you'll soak it in a solution that will recharge the battery. Professor Wu goes on to say the Nanyang Technological University developed this battery, and it's made of biocompatible materials, and it does not contain wires or toxic heavy metals such as those in lithium-ion batteries or in wireless charging systems. It is a glucose base coated, and it reacts with the sodium and chloride ions in the saline solution surrounding it. And while the water in the battery contains solution, it serves as a wire or conduit of circuitry for electricity to be generated. So the battery, he says, will also be powered by human tears as they contain sodium and potassium ions. And he goes on to say, our tear-based battery eliminates the concerns of metal electrodes in the lens, which are harmful if they are exposed to the naked human eye, and the induction charging ion option, which requires a coil to be in the lens to transmit power, much like wireless charging pads for smartphones. So this tear-based battery also frees up space for further innovation in the development of the smart contact lenses. Well, I'm thinking, what else are they going to stick on this sucker? Let's see. This is Mershane Natham, also at the same university Dr. Wu's at. They said the smart contact lens industry has been looking for a thin biocompatible battery that does not contain heavy metals, and this invention could help further their development to meet some unmet needs in this industry, end of quote. Well, I don't know about you. you're talking about sci-fi there, Pastor Butch. I'm thinking this is going to be like a Borg eye. The researchers tested their contact lens battery on a simulated human eye. So it hasn't been really tested in humans yet. The battery is 0.5 millimeters thin, which would be close to half the size of a tip of a sewing needle. This battery is embedded in the lens and would generate electrical power when reacting to ocular surface basal tears. The battery will discharge electricity through a process called reduction, and when the glucose oxidase coating reacts to the sodium and chloride ions in your tears, it generates the power, the current within the lens. So the maximum power is a 201 microwatt. The life of the battery is approximately 6 months and can be recharged 200 times. The battery is placed on the outside of the lens, not to construct vision. And when the person sleeps, they can recharge their contact lens batteries by soaking them in a high-quality glucose sodium potassium ion solution. So I'm sure these are going to be pricey. But we didn't get any idea of price yet. And sometimes they like to measure the power. So when we compare the microwatt of the contact lens battery, it is at maximum equal to 0.000201 watts. An example would be a light bulb can have 2 to 100 watts depending on the type of bulb. So you can see it's very lower, much lower in watts than a light bulb. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Now, there are some – I do want to raise some concerns here and just chime in if you think of anything, Pastor Butch, because we see the research is saying the battery is safe for the human eye, but it has not been fully tested on humans yet. And after all, the eyes are neurological tissue, so we're essentially putting a battery on part of our brain. So this new development sounds kind of like a safer alternative to other devices, but will it be safe and effective in all situations the wearer may experience? For instance, is it safe for people with dry eye if you're not making enough tears, right?
Yes.
You won't be able to charge that thing. What happens? Will there be any unintended outcomes when the contact wearers are exposed to radiation or scanning devices? You know, how would the contact battery react to a taser event? You know, it's quite a jolt of electricity. Would you blow the battery? I don't know.
And blow your eyes out anyway.
Right. Will the electrical impulse from the battery interfere with brain function? And when the device transmits information, will the non-ionizing action from the battery create enough vibration to cause the atoms of the eye to vibrate, heat up, and cause eye damage? And is it hackable? Think about that.
Oh, my gosh.
So it appears that the smart contact lenses have been in the works for several years. According to the National Library of Medicine, the smart contact lenses have been, well, they've had problems with biocompatibility. That's what they've been trying to overcome. So in March 2021, a smart contact lens was tested on bioatoms when it was in a culture dish. And their research said this, in the in vitro cytotoxicity test, it revealed good biocompatibility, thus holding promise as next generation soft electronics for healthcare and the medical applications. So they're saying it's not toxic. That's what they're reporting on. It's not toxic. So the scientists anticipate the battery to last at least 12 hours a day for contact wearers and can then be recharged. The scientists have filed patents on their battery. They intend to market it to commercial use. They are working with several contact lens companies right now to incorporate their product. And the research did get published in the June 2023 issue of Nano Energy Journal. Now, some of the other applications, the possible uses for the smart contact lenses would be used in other areas, not just for private civilian use. Here's the list, Pastor Butch. Law enforcement to record actions of officers and suspects. Military to record actions of all military personnel. Prisons to record prisoner and correction officer actions. Aviation to record pilot errors. Entertainment industry, and that would include your adult entertainment. Sorry to say.
Oh my! So you can watch videos on your lens.
No, they would record what you're doing, and then you would probably.
I see what you mean. Okay,
then you could post it to TikTok or something. You know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So you want to think about areas that would prohibit smart lenses, such as the courtrooms we mentioned. And it's easy to see what an add-on amenity could be, such as maybe night vision or even more permanent applications. So the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology said this: this research offers us novel insight into designing other multifunctional implantable bioelectronics. So, you know, forget, you know, taking the lens out at night. They want to implant these things eventually. They want to implant these things. So when you go for cataract surgery, you may be programmed to, you know, broadcast whatever you're doing.
Well, that would be a permanent spy device, wouldn't
it?
Yeah.
So we have a whole generation of video gamers with avatars that have superhuman capabilities. It may be a short jump for these people to embrace an implantable bioelectronic device like this. They may think it's cool.
Oh, sure. I guarantee you some people will. I guarantee you some people will. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's lines that you don't cross, but science doesn't seem to know what those are.
Neither do individuals, apparently. Well, they wouldn't develop them, and if nobody buy them, they wouldn't make them.
Exactly. You know, so, you're talking about an implanted spy. Really, I mean, how do you turn that broadcasting off if it's, you know, your artificial lens from cataract surgery? I'm like, whoa. So eye health is important, obviously, Pastor Butch, and we have a lot of medical devices out there, but you have medicinal herbs too that can help us maintain healthy vision. So us folks at Apothecary Herbs, we have some things like the herbal eye wash and our cataract macular degeneration eye kit. So you've got some great organic formulas. Herbs got it put here for us to utilize, and I encourage people to investigate those. And by the way, we are in the middle of our harvest sale at Apothecary Herbs, so it's 15% off. Details on the sale are online, or they can simply give us a call at 866-229-3663 and get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, or they can visit us up on the website at thepowerherbs.com. So I don't think I'll be signing up for smart contact lenses. I don't even want a smart refrigerator, Pastor Bunch.
I understand that, but you know, but society is changing. Wendy, you and I are from a different generation. That doesn't interest us at all. But the younger people, obviously, they expect to have people to buy them or they wouldn't make them. So we're seeing a generation being being conned into doing all this and really think they're going to enjoy it. That's what they're thinking.
Well, I know law enforcement, you know, if there's like some sort of situation in your home and you have a smart refrigerator, they want to download a video and information from the refrigerator who may have captured the perpetrator in your home.
Yes.
You know,
the refrigerator will spy on you if you are diabetic, and they can send to your doctor's office that you're buying sugar drinks or eating pie or whatever. I mean, it can tell on you.
I would think so. It's you know, actually, the new data is the new currency. Information gathered.
Oh yes,
and they resell it. That's the new currency. So you know, that's why they want all these devices throughout your home. You know, Alexa, your doorbells that you know videotape people and all this stuff. And I'm just not in that generation.
I'm not either. You've heard about 23andMe.
Yeah.
You seen you okay? Well, over a million people's DNA got hacked here a week or so ago. And my question is, what do they plan on doing with it?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a serious question. What can they do with your DNA? Who knows what they can do with it? Who knows what they can make you susceptible to by knowing your DNA? Who knows? mean, that's who makes you who you are. That, by the way, DNA to me is proof there is a creator, because nobody's DNA is the same, and evolution doesn't make it that way. So we know there's a creator, because it's got God written right into it. But what dangerous things have your DNA stolen? Thank you so much, Wendy, for another very informative 20 minutes and a kind of scary one, too. Thank you.
I'm sorry for that, but yes, the great Be With You. Talk soon.
See you next week. Folks, after the break, I think we'll have Jill Melody join us and a lot more talk about a lot going on. Space Lot of War News. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we are back, and we have got a lot of news to cover. And our host of this program has decided to join us for the last 40 minutes of the program. Melody Cederstrom.
Yes, I do every Wednesday.
As she does every Wednesday. Yes, she does. She graces us with her presence every Wednesday. Yes, she does. So I have to say that about her. She really does. And, folks, in case I didn't give it to you, 800-375-4188. Gold has went up almost $100 in the last few days.
How about that?
Consider, folks, what I'm telling you, and I don't mean this sound bad. Please don't take it away, but if you bought it last week, you could save $100 per ounce. So don't wait. Silver on the rise again too. It's almost up 23 again. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Whether it's going to keep going up or maybe take another little dip. I have no idea. But the markets in the U.S. today took a pretty hard hit. Now, I don't see it changing anytime soon. Melody, before we get started on all kinds of news, what do you want to say to the folks?
Did you go over the paper markets?
I did.
I saw there was a big pullback on the paper markets today. And, you know, we talk about the gold prices rising because of what's happening in Israel. Well, that might be the case. But if you look behind those scenes, things are beginning to have a lot more pressure in various areas. Today, we had the 30-year fixed mortgage rate hit 8% for the first time since 2000.
Yes.
So with these higher mortgage rates, they've caused applications to plummet. And this is a big deal.
This is a very big deal.
And it's just not, mortgages. It's all these businesses that have to roll over their debt and pay these higher rates, and the servicing of the debt is higher and higher. So it's a big deal. And, you know, he will raise rates again as long as everything stays together, you know, because they don't want people to see the stock markets fail. So they'll bail. They'll continue to bail out. But that's going to be adding, at this point in time, more pressure to inflation. So they're between a rock and a hard place, as I've been saying for how long. And, you know, it doesn't seem to, which I don't believe, that the high interest rates are only affecting mortgages. We know that it affects, you know, credit cards, but people are still spending like there's no tomorrow. So I just don't buy it. I just don't buy everything. It just can't be the mortgage or the housing markets that have would be the only thing that gets hit. Applications fell 7% last week. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And yes, we've had 8% in mortgage rates before. I paid 8%. I paid more than 8% before. You know, back in the late 80s and so forth, or mid 80s, they were, you know, 12, 13%. But people didn't carry as much debt as they did then either.
Well, yeah, inflation wasn't eating alive either time.
That's correct. So now it's a big deal. Is government going to go back to zero interest rates? Can't see how they can. But
when the idea of raising rates to slow the economy down, if that's true, then they're accomplishing some of it.
Only in the mortgage, but people are still, retail sales were higher.
Yeah, they were higher. But I really don't think that's going to go on much longer, because when they're coming in the holiday season, this will be a big telling factor before the end of the year, where people bail out businesses that are hurting. But businesses are still closing all over the country. We're going to discuss a little bit, but Walgreens closing some, and what's going through there. But businesses are still closing. It's not like they're not putting businesses back in. How many in the last year, Melody, have we talked about? Bed Bath & Beyond and so many other businesses that are closed, went bankrupt. How many we discussed already?
Quite a few.
So maybe retail sales are up, but it's not saving the businesses, is it?
Well, you know, maybe retail sales are up. I don't know if they use credit cards or how they break it down and so forth. But you know what I said yesterday on the program, Butch? People don't have the same view. People always think it's going to be swimmingly fine. And because we don't have – who do people look to? We see government spending bailing out everybody. Every time there's a downturn, you have thousands and thousands and thousands of financial planners across this country telling people, don't worry. So they don't. And I think that's a big, you know, people don't worry about their finances. I talk to a lot of them. Well, you know, there really isn't any, it'll come back. If it drops, it'll come back. You have the financial news programs 24/7 telling people, hey, we're going to have a downturn. It's going to be, you know, but stay in there, because they've always proven to come back. People are going to lose. And on this time, folks, it's not going to come back.
But I tend to agree with that. I do.
Protect what you have. You can always go back in. Once it drops, go back in and rebuy it. You know, it's just and the problem is, when you have everybody selling at one time, you're not going to get to your broker in order to. They won't answer their phones because they're too busy, you know, trying to get these margin calls paid and everything. It's everything works okay as long as there's never any issues. But I think, Butch, we have issues.
Oh my yes. Yes, it's going to get much, much worse. And I don't, people say you're being pessimistic. No, I'm not. I'm being a realist here. Surely anyone who is willing to think and admit to the truth, Melody, over the last 2 years, do you think they can see a difference in the economy and the the morals of a nation and nations at war? Do you think they see a difference, or are they just close their eyes to the facts?
Everybody is closing their eyes to the facts. I mean, we were just talking about the mortgage rates. Mortgage demand falls to the lowest level since 1995.
Uh-huh.
1995.
Yep. Almost 30 years ago.
Amazing. Doesn't anybody remember? We do have short memories.
That's very true. And the world powers really have to depend on that.
Absolutely. Health insurance premiums now cost $24,000 a year. Really?
I agree. It's just unbelievable. $24,000 a year is a lot more than I made for many years.
You know, and Biden's running a commercial, and then we can move on. I saw a commercial from Biden about the Biden and Harris campaign, and this is his woman. She's a welder, and she was saying, I got my job from Joe Biden. If it wouldn't be for Joe Biden, I wouldn't have this job, and she's welding on some kind of big ship or something like that. And I'm just thinking to myself, no, you didn't get that job from Joe Biden. You got it from the taxpayers. It's the taxpayers that are paying for all of the money that is being given to all of these multinational corporations, the $2 trillion Build Back America or whatever it was called, and the inflation fighter paid by the taxpayers. That's who got you your job. Because you wouldn't have that job if he didn't spend that money. And that's true. But that money is the taxpayers' money, not his. He didn't get you that job. Ugh.
I totally agree. Well, in a sense, he did, but he used her money to do it. So, I mean, this, you know, and she's paying for her own job.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They just don't see that, though. They don't see it.
People are just so dumb. I'm sorry.
And her grandchildren are going to pay for a job. And her great-grandchildren are going to pay for a job.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
So don't tell me Joe Biden got you your job. But that's the ad they're running.
You know, we knew this was happening. It started back even before the 70s. But big time in the 70s, we saw the car industry in America, the big three, start taking big hits from foreign automobiles coming over here and before manufacturers. And back in the 50s and early 60s, the U.S. still had a dominant role in the cars driven in the United States. And when I grew up, we didn't see Fiats and Suzukis and Hondas. They didn't see those. We saw Ford, Chevrolet, and Chrysler. We saw that. American car industry and UAW collapsed since 1979. Sandy Monroe and his dad worked in the U.S. car industry inside and outside of the UAW. Sandy explains that making U.S. car industry less competitive contributed to the General Motors shrinking from over 50% market share to less than 16%. Let's sink in, folks. GM, who once was huge, used to be a saying, as GM goes, so goes the country. Well, that's true. GM depreciated, so did America. But anyway, used to have 50% market share, now it's down to 16%. The UAW auto industry members shrank from 1.5 million in 1979 to 180,000 car industry members today. There are 350,000 UAW members, but half are the farming and other industries. So the automakers, the big three, the manufacturers themselves, plus the workers, have shrunk dramatically. Folks, if you don't believe me, look at Detroit. Detroit was called Motor City. Boom-a-booming town. Now it's a ghost town. Literally a ghost town. Mel, do you ever seen pictures of Detroit in the last few years?
Certainly have.
Doesn't it break your heart?
It does. And the one I always like is when they compare the pictures of current day Detroit to Japan.
To who?
Japan. Hiroshima.
Oh. Wow.
Hiroshima is this bright, beautiful, gleaming city. And Detroit is in tatters.
Well, I see those pictures of all those homes. I'm thinking every one of those homes, somebody lived there. Probably reared children there. Had dreams there. Worked hard there. And now they're gone. See, that the people don't think about that. This every home you see falling down and decaying means it's a human number, so to speak, that have lost their dreams in their homes and moved away. That's sad. Truckers are stranded. Cyber attack on supply chain. Stores panic. Urgent trucker warnings as truckers are stranded in USA as a major cyber attack has hit our supply chain. Grocery stores are panicking over the deliveries. No deliveries being sent to their stores. Walmart truckers and Costco truckers are struggling to deliver groceries. There could be major backups in the supply chain. Truckers have delayed. Could make the supply chain crisis even worse. Also, a major cyber attack has hit Simpson Manufacturing, California. So hit the fan, things could go south. This could potentially be a ransomware attack that took Associated Wholesale Grocers offline. Stores panic as they can't get deliveries. Shortage of Walmart and empty shelves at Costco are going to get a lot worse. Associated Wholesale Grocers has suffered a major cyber attack. The grocery store in Oklahoma City are reporting that there is no food on the shelves. People are preparing and stocking up food for survival. Prepare now to bug out and pack your bug out bag. Prepare for civil unrest and social collapse. And folks, I'm just reading what is being said is happening right now. Practice survivalism and go off the grid to live in your RV so you can live and survive in a Teowaki situation. World War III, folks, is closer than ever before. And that's the truth. So I'm going to stop at that. But nonetheless, it said buy silver and gold so you can prepare for the doo-doo hit the fan 2024. So these are things that are happening and potential things that could happen. And if you don't see it this way, then you're not facing reality. Society in America is going to collapse. We're going to collapse as a society. We're going to blow up as in the chaos as a population. And only God knows what's going to come out of that. Melanie, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It's here and now, but it's been here.
We've seen
it gradually change and so many people. I hear a lot of comments that say, yes, we see the change in this and that, but then they just go on their merry old lives, figuring, well, what am I going to do about with it? I'm just going to continue to do what I'm doing and so forth. And it's sad because we could have changed something.
We could have.
Yes.
Poverty rate increased sharply in California in 2022. No duh. But I won't get through all this, but researchers found that 16.4% of Californians were living in poverty last year, up from 11% in 2021. It goes on to say that the end of the pandemic era investments in child tax credit and other federal policies that helped families make ends meet led to a huge increase in poverty in 2022. So nicely, the Federal Census Bureau reached similar conclusions, and the Columbia University Center on Poverty and Social Policy estimated 41% increase in monthly child poverty rate in early 2022 after the tax credit policy changed. So, yeah, folks, people got by well because we printed more money or digitized more money and give it to them. We see that the economy was just as bad in 2022 as it is now, but the government was trying to supplement it with fiat currency, and that's been taken away, which makes it even worse. And gasoline in California now over $6 a gallon. Again. But don't worry, Tyson got to figure it out. Meet John Tyson Foods reveals new insect plant to be built in 2025. Melody, shout yay, Melody. Here we go. Tyson Foods Incorporated is buying a stake in insect protein company Protix BV. The two companies will collaborate to establish a manufacturing facility in the U.S. to produce bug-based meal and oil typically used in fish, feed, and dog food. The American Meat Packer said Tuesday they agreed to buy a stake in Dongen, Netherlands-based Protix BV to help fund its expansion. The companies will also form a joint venture to build and operate a U.S. facility that will produce bug-based meal and oil, which are typically used in fish food and dog food. Financial terms of the deal weren't disclosed. In a multi-billion-dollar industrial opportunity that has tremendous growth potential, and we see Protix as being a leader there, Tyson's CFO John Tyson said in an interview. Tyson said, I'm in the long run, insect protein inclusion in animal feed diets can be a real thing that exist and can be one that is good for people, planet, and animals. Slowly but surely, the World Economic Forum and major corporations appear to be resetting the global food supply chain. WEF had been very vocal about how the masses must give up beef because cow farts are polluting the air, instead eat insects. This is for real, folks. You're going to build a plant in 2025, and you're going to be eating bugs. Exciting. Well, that's probably all you can afford. Melody?
Yeah, it's easy just to walk out your door in the summertime and collect bugs. So, yeah. I wonder if you can freeze them.
Well, you probably could. You have to gut them first? I don't know. I'm just curious.
I don't know.
But this is phenomenal stuff. It's happening as we speak. I mean, it's happening now. Now we've got to go to break. I'll let you take us out here.
You want me to take you out? All
you
right.
Take us out. Okay.
We're out of here. We'll be back.
Take a look at me. Come on, baby. Don't say nay. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And, we want to bring you the news and what's going on in the financial news, but then there is just so much that is going on where we have big issues. And, I was hoping, but I knew with Biden going, I think Blinken was actually doing a decent job. He had meetings set up and everything. So I think he was actually doing a decent job in order to keep this contained. But man, as soon as Biden got in the plane, it was like it was all over. And I don't know why he had to go over there anyway. He didn't do anything. Everybody canceled the meetings. Because of the hospital.
This is building up very quickly, Mel. I mean, it's just like it's been a week, over a week. And look how far this world went into the tendency of war in a week. This makes Ukraine and Russia look like nothing, doesn't it?
I know. It's amazing. That's certainly true. And
so
he says we'll do everything in our power to make sure it will be 75 years ago, just 11 minutes after its founding. President Harry Truman, the United States, became the first nation to recognize Israel. We stood by. We're going to stand by your side now. My administration is in close touch with your leadership since the first moments. We're going to make sure you have what you need to protect your people, to defend your nation for decades. We've ensured a qualitative military edge, and later this week, they're going to ask Congress for unprecedented support package for defense. We'll keep the Iron Dome fully supplied so you can yeah. You know what? I saw where they were asking for a new package. I think it was $100 billion for Israel, for Ukraine. Of course, they always throw in climate change in there for all the serious stuff. And it was just like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Goes gold. Hey, this is great for gold, ladies and gentlemen. We might lose a lot, but hey, gold prices are going higher.
Amazing. It's amazing. And get in that, and if this war news, I want to say two more things about economics, and this is really sad. Squatters, homeless in Pensacola, Florida, I leave neighborhoods covered in trash and residents angry. It's dangerous. It's not healthy. And people in the Pensacola are fed up. Many of them are trying to get out of the community. The homeless are taking over the city streets. They call the cops, and cops say it's got to be a code enforcement. They can't do anything about it. This is America today. In South Africa, 12-hour daily blackouts and theft of electric grid copper. South Africa used to supply a lot of nations with energy to run their own businesses and power grids. Now it can't run its own. Folks, this is worldwide. It's coming into it. Now, our Israel-Hamas war tipped to spark nuclear showdown as Iran on crash course to bomb. The Israel-Hamas conflict is sparking nuclear war if Iran races to build the bomb. A former defense and intelligence agency officer has warned. The terrifying warnings come as Israel prepares to mount a ground invasion of Gaza in response to the Hamas atrocities October 7th that left at least 1,400 Israelis dead. Israel strikes in the besieged enclave have killed roughly 2,200 Palestinians with another 1,200 people believed to be turned, buried alive under the rubble. Alive or dead, health authorities said. So Iran now says they're starting to rattle their saber, I guess. It comes with fears of a new front could open up on the Lebanon-Israel border with Hezbollah, not only because of Iran's nuclear weapons program, but because Israel is a nuclear power. So this is building daily, quickly. U.S. issues do not travel advisory to Lebanon, and it's allowing 90 emergency personnel to leave after pro-Palestinian protesters started a fire at the Beirut embassy, forcing security to use tear gas to disperse the crowd. So they're actually asking people to leave the U.S. embassy now, non-essential, non-emergency personnel to leave the embassy. And that's a sign they're expecting trouble, of course. So, folks, it's now spreading into Lebanon. It's not going to be contained, Melody, in Israel and Gaza. It's not going to happen. U.S. combat troops to go to Gaza. Say it ain't so, Joe. And that's more than 2,000, folks, more than 2,000. Media reporting that Biden is about to deploy some 2,000 U.S. troops to the Gaza region in response to the recent unrest between Israel and Hamas. An additional 2,000 Marines reported to join them, and an additional 10,000 troops may be deployed in the two U.S. carrier strike groups that the U.S. has sent to Israel's coast. Is Biden sinking the U.S. into a massive Middle East war, just like in Vietnam and Korea and other places? Yes, he is. So look at a total here, 14,000 troops so far they have numbered to go in to the Middle East conflict. Melody, that is a direct intervention in the war with boots on the ground, is it not?
I would agree.
Now, this is how serious it's getting. Now take this. I don't think whether you like Putin or not, it's not my concern. It's what he says. I do know the man. I don't think he bluffs a lot. I really don't. I don't know him personally. I know from what I read about him, he doesn't bluff a lot. And I would say that he's not opposed to kick in some tail if he has to. Putin gives U.S. tap on the shoulder over Middle East aircraft carriers. This is from Hal Turner. Russian President Vladimir Putin today gave the United States a quiet tap on the shoulder with respect to America's placing two aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea, being very clear to say in advance that what he is about to reveal is not a threat. Putin reminded the world that Russia Aerospace Forces, specifically their MiG-31 aircraft, on routine patrol in the neutral airspace of the Black Sea, are armed with Kinzhal hypersonic missiles. Those missiles, he said, have a known range of 1,000 kilometers. I don't know how far that is, Billy, 1,000. I'm not good on metric. Do you have any idea how far that is?
No.
Okay. And travel at Mach 9, 6,750 miles per hour. Thus, they can reach those U.S. aircraft carriers. Just a polite reminder of reality before the U.S. goes off half-cocked, thinking it can attack, perhaps, Russia allies in the Middle East, perhaps like Iran, Lebanon. Suddenly, all the U.S. talk about entering the war between Israel and Hamas seems to have quieted down. Folks, he said, this is not a threat. We said, know that we're able and capable of defending who we want to defend. We do not have, the U.S. does not have the hypersonic missiles. China does, Russia does, we don't. We covered the night on our broadcast. China has well over 400 naval ships, combat ships. We have 200. We are so outclassed now militarily. So Putin said, boys, don't do it. Think about it. Don't do it. Arab leaders refuse to meet with Biden as protests rage around the world after Gaza hospital strike. Now, some have said that Israel didn't do it. Gaza, that the Hamas done it themselves. That's what they say. I don't know that.
I mean, it benefits both. Well, it doesn't benefit, but I saw. Did I get disconnected? I saw someone describe how that missile, and to me it looked a whole lot bigger than what a rocket would be. But the guy said if the rocket didn't go very far, it's still carrying a lot of fuel. So that would explain, you know, the big explosion that it actually had.
But well, the White House was canceled. Biden stripped to Jordan. they just stopped it. I mean,
we didn't do it. Jordan did it.
Yeah,
we didn't cancel it. Jordan
Well, that's
did.
True. Well, that's, yeah, Jordan canceled it. His trip to Jordan and the planned meeting with the two leaders in Egypt, President
Sisi. Going to Egypt, he was supposed to meet with the Hamas leader. They all canceled.
Well, apparently, so even before arriving in Israel, the Tuesday massacre, which Israel was actually blaming on Palestinian militants, has effectively served to box in Biden. Francis Macron has just issued a condemnation to boot, saying nothing can justify targeting civilians, and a statement which appears to place blame squarely on the Israelis. Biden will now also face the pressure to join the course of international condemnation. International humanitarian law is binding on all and must enable the protection of civilians' population. Humanitarian access to God's trip must be opened up without delay, the French foreign ministry said in a statement. So we are losing ground in popularity in that also. War between Israel and Hamas raises fears about rising U.S. hostility. Now, folks, this is happening inside countries. It's happening inside America. Protesters on both sides of this action, and I know most people have an opinion on sides. I do too. But I don't take side because I don't want to see either side have to go to war, and I certainly don't want to see innocent people have nothing to do with this. The 99% of the people in Gaza are not Hamas. At least 95% aren't. They had nothing to do with this. And the people of Israel, whether this was allowed and Israel knew it or not, is beside the point. I think they knew it. I think they allowed it. It's like we allowed 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. But the people that are being killed had no idea. They were sleeping in their beds when the rockets started coming in. So the innocence is what makes me angry. But this has always been the price, folks. We're cannon fodder for the elite. Always have been, always will be. A fatal stabbing in Illinois, a gun pointed at protests in Pennsylvania, vandalism at synagogues, and harassment of staff a Palestinian restaurant. All are raising fears that the war between Israel and Hamas is sparking violence in the United States. The tensions follow a familiar pattern of crimes against Jewish and Muslim communities, rising when conflict erupts in the Middle East and Americans have been killed or taken hostage. We have a two-pronged threat to American faith communities, said Brian Levon, founder and director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University. San Bernardino, yes, it's happening. Seven French airports in Brussels have evacuated after threats of attack. I'm not sure if I pronounce these right, but Lille, Lyon, Nantes, Nice, Toulouse, Beauvais, and Strasbourg airports in France were told to evacuate following the attack threats. The Palace of Versailles was also evacuated for their third time since Saturday. Airports across France were evacuated on Wednesday, October 18th. After emailed threats of attack, a police source told agency France Presse, the latest in a series of similar alerts. The evacuations at Lille, Lyon, Nantes, Nice, Nice, Toulouse, and Beauvais Airport near Paris will allow authorities to clear up any doubts whether the threats are real, the source said. A spokeswoman for Strasbourg Airport in eastern France also said the site was being evacuated after a threatening email. The Palace of Versailles, a major tourist attraction outside Paris, was also evacuated on the Wednesday, the third time since Saturday, for bomb disposal teams to check the site. The third time, folks. France is on high alert following Hamas' October 7th attack on Israel and Friday's fatal stabbing of a teacher in the northern city of Arras by a man claiming allegiance to the Islamic State group. A second police source said that Nice, Lyon, and Lille airports have resumed normal activity around midday. That not only disrupts flights, folks, that not only disrupts people's lives, it costs money to do these things, shut these down and reopen them. It takes manpower. It takes time. This is what's happening around the world. If you're not preparing yourself here in this country, in America, where we sit right now in padded chairs with the heat in the house, air conditioning in the house, TVs are still on, ball game's still coming on, maybe finances are tight, but you'll still be able to watch a ball game and get you a six-pack, I reckon. But nonetheless, this is what's going on around the world, and it's coming here. It's already started here. You better prepare yourselves, and I mean that sincerely, with everything you can, prepare yourselves as soon as you can. I have made mistakes financially in the last few months doing things I shouldn't have done. Should have put money other places, but I didn't expect this to happen. That's beside the point. I make mistakes too, folks. But the point of it is prepare yourself. That's all I can say. It's going to get worse and worse financially. It's going to get worse and worse with hatred and chaos and division in our country. And I don't want to see it happen, but it's going to happen because there's no stopping it now. They brought us way too far to turn this thing around. Even to the point now they're going to force you to eat bugs whether you want to or not. That's America today. Melody? Yes.
Can I have ketchup with that? Ketchup with your fries and bug?
Why not?
Yes. But so anyway, it's, you know, I think there's some good news was, you know, I think with Putin making those comments, I don't think he's ready then to do a nuclear war. So with Ukraine, because he's also trying to keep this all contained. So I guess to some degree, that's kind of a good news. If you're following what I'm saying.
Well, if the tap on the shoulder means we don't want to do this, please don't make us. Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, so, yes, but it just says, you know, anyway, it's going to be interesting. 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call, and we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.